Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I'm going to continue on the subject of healing, divine healing. Remember, by His stripes we are healed. The Lord is your healer. And you need to say, I am the healed of the Lord. You know, in the last video that I made, I talked about the causes and conditions, and we talked about the fact that one of the big reasons some of us are sick is simply our lifestyle, the kind of food we eat, the kind of lifestyle we live, and it's a natural cause. You know, sometimes sickness and disease or things happen to our physical bodies because of accidents or just things that come with, it's just out of our control, but it happens to us. And the Lord is our healer, but you know, if we're living a bad lifestyle of eating and not ever sleeping and living on Coca-Cola or whatever, you know, we can't expect that our bodies will remain healthy. But today I want to talk about one of the other causes. One of the major causes of sickness is really, and I know it's a big subject and often we don't want to talk about it, but it is the subject of sin. Now, we know there's the original sin, the sin that came into the world when right down there in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and so on, where Adam and Eve were in the garden and they were told of all the trees you can eat, but of this one tree you must not. And guess what? We know the serpent came, deceived Eve, Adam sinned, and with sin, with the original sin, with that sin, sickness came into the world, death came into the world, separation from God, and all these things. People often say, what is wrong with the world? Why are there so much trouble in the world? Well, it is the problem of sin. And that's why one of the big things that people need to recognize in their lives, especially those that do not know Jesus, and even really some Christians, is their need for a savior. Unless you recognize that you are a sinner, you will never recognize your need for a savior, and Jesus is that savior to you. So there is the original sin. You know, why is there sickness? Why is there all these things? It's because of sin. Sin came into the world, but we know in Jesus, in His shed blood on the cross, in His death and His resurrection, God made a way for us to be reconciled back to God, for our sins to be washed away, for us to become children of God, born again, new creatures. And we understand that. So there is that original sin. But you know, think about it. There are sometimes, really, we have sickness, we have disease, some people even experience death because of sin, because of the issue of sin. I mean, sin and sickness are closely related, are put really closely related in the New Testament, even as in the Old. Listen to these words. Jesus Himself, in healing one who was sick, said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Mark chapter 2, verse 5. To another He said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." John 5:14. In other words, after Jesus healed him, He said, "Now go and sin no more, that nothing worse might come upon you." In other words, this which you were struggling with in your physical body in sickness was brought into your life. The open door was sin. Go sin no more. Think about that. I heal you, but now go, don't go do the very thing that got you into the problem in the first place. James admonishes the sick. He says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed." James 5:16. He says, is any sick amongst you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And, You know, yes, it is true, and Christ himself said it would be so, that not all who receive healing remain healed. This does not mean that it is not God's will that these people should be well, or that they cannot be permanently healed. To one whom Christ healed, he gave this warning: sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. God does not heal anyone to give them more strength simply to continue in their sin. Think about it. God is not going to heal you just so that, okay, you're healed now, so that you can go continue sinning and doing the very thing that got you into the trouble in the first place. Sickness often returns to many because of their own carelessness and disobedience towards God. Now, this subject I'm talking to you right now can upset some people. But, you know, we cannot expect that if we are dabbling with sin and things that we know are not pleasing to God, that it will not have an effect on us. The Bible is clear. It says the wages of sin is death. You know, I was talking to one young man once, and he said, "Man, I have so much trouble in my life. I cannot..." And he was talking about in the area of a lustful thing. And he said, "I don't understand it. I can't get these lustful thoughts out of my head." And so I felt to ask him what he does for fun. And he said to me, "I love to go to those nightclubs." And he apparently would go to church and leave church and go to a nightclub. And, you know, and apparently it was a very risque nightclub. And I looked at him, I said, "How can you expect not to have the problems you're having in your head if you go to a place like that?" A very similar case was a different thing. One person told me and said, "I'm struggling with fear, a lot of fear in my life." And I said to them, "What do you do for fun?" And they said, "Well, I love to watch horror movies and read horror books. It's my favorite thing." And I said, "And you wonder why you struggle with fear?" Look, then there's the area of just the social and sexual sins and the diseases that come from that. That is fruit or a result of sin. And Jesus would really say to these people, when he heals them, it's not that he won't heal them, but he would say to them these very words: "Go sin no more, that nothing worse would come upon you." You know, there's the beautiful story in Luke chapter 5 verse 17. It says that there were all these people that came to hear Jesus speak, and he was in a house. And remember, there was these friends who had somebody that they wanted to bring before Jesus in the house, but they couldn't get him, their friends, through the front door. This is in Luke chapter 5. So they made a hole in the roof and let their friend down. And the Bible says Jesus, seeing their faith, okay, said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven you." And the Pharisees and all of them that were there got upset. "Who are you? How can you say that you forgive this man's sin? Who are you?" And he says, "So that you might, that you know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins." What would be easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? And he turned to the man and he said, "Pick up your bed, walk and go home." And the man stood up, took his bed and went home. He healed him. But interesting in that story, Jesus dealt with your sins are forgiven. See, sometimes when those spiritual causes, those spiritual things, those issues of the heart, that sin, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, that which is in your heart, once that is dealt with, often the sickness in the physical body is gone and they're healed. Go and sin no more. The blood of Jesus washes all our sins away when we repent, when we confess, when we do a full turnaround and we walk away from those things and we don't let them have hooks or a foothold in our life. We will find that physical healing often comes to us. Of course, the hold that the enemy has, the grip that he has on us, he has it no more. When those things are dealt with, when those sins are dealt with, the thief, the enemy, has no right to be there. And so he goes. And therefore, and so we are healed. I hope this helped you. Look, there is no condemnation through those who are found in Christ Jesus, who walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Look, don't let condemnation be in your life. Just do the right thing. Do what is pleasing before God. If there are issues in your life, just come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. And then put your faith in His Word and He will heal you. Look, not all sickness is because of sin, but often issues of the heart, things that we allow to take root in our lives, can result in sickness. So walk right, walk holy, walk free. God bless you. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.